Richard Donovan, long-term supporter of the FSE, founding member, in fact, from Rainforest Alliance. How are you going, Richard, and how do you think the General Assembly is progressing?
I think we're in a very interesting phase right now. We're getting some of the key motions have already been passed. I think the motion on climate, I think the motion on controlled wood, and obviously the motion on certifier CB quality rigor, all of those were passed and very strongly passed by the General Assemblies. So I think those are critical. And I think one of the questions we're going to run into here pretty quickly is, as happens with most General Assemblies, is you get lots of motions passed and then you got to prioritize and put resources to them. So that's going to be a huge challenge.
Yeah, it's a big challenge going forward. I think a lot of motions have got this text in there saying must be adequately resourced and all this sort of stuff. But, you know, we've heard from the FSC, from the board and also from Andre that, you know, finances aren't looking too bad, but I think they're pretty tight, and whether they can actually do a lot of these things remain to be seen.
Yeah, and the other thing is that I think one of the things we're trying to do is consistently get value out of the FSC system, and I think there's some people in the background in essence have lots of questions about how we can create more value for these certified operations. So, for example, there was a motion on labeling, and I think the intent of that motion really was to get at the issue of how can we create in the label more incentive to use FSC virgin or FSC recycled, and not talk too much about the controlled wood piece of it. Put more of an emphasis on, oh, hey, if I can buy a product and I know it on product, I'm going to get it 50% virgin or higher. Hey, I can maybe even establish a procurement policy that says, hey, I'm going to push my procurement towards those people that can provide to me a product that has more FSC virgin and recycled in it.
Yeah. And of course, we have the community-owned or community forest products label as well. And I think you're right. You know, people are looking to say, how can we get more value out of this work that we're doing, this intense process to get certified? And I mean, that motion got through, and I'm not sure how much community labelled products we're going to get. I strongly supported motion 27, which was seems to me a great process whereby the social chamber is reaching out to the other chambers to get a lot of these ideas together and see how they can support community operations and smallholder operations. We had some motions on slimps, so I think the framework's been done. I've spoken to a couple of guys at the social chamber. I think generally they're pretty happy with the way things are gone.
Yeah, that's good. I think that the motions get at the issue of how do we get benefits and how do they for smaller operations, or what we refer to as the SME sector, the small and medium-sized enterprise sector, both forests and chain of custody. I think that the critical question we got to ask is, what's the best way for them to be successful in the marketplace? And I'll be blunt with you. I'm not necessarily convinced that either through fair trade or a community products label that that's going to get it done. I think we have to really look at what you guys are doing at TFT, what other organizations. We're doing some work with SMEs in Central America and now starting some stuff in West Africa where we really want to try to help these SMEs be successful in the marketplace. And I don't necessarily always think that that's about a product labeling, et cetera, beyond the FSC. I think it's really about how successful they make those market linkages. And frankly, market savvy and business savvy. And a lot of these small and medium-sized enterprises just don't have the management sophistication. And sometimes they don't want to really team up with companies or organizations that do have that. There's kind of a negative sense of, well, I want to keep it, do it all myself. And one of the, I'm older than you, so I can say, you know, one of the things you get...
You're looking, mate.
Yeah, really. One of the things you can appreciate is, the older you get, is you can't do everything. So what you do is you bring in the people that really know what they're doing in that arena, and you utilize them. And I actually think that's what community forestry operations need. They don't need to try to do everything themselves. They need to bring in the expertise or team up with people that have the expertise to make these things happen.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%, and that's why I thought that Motion 27 was great. And what was great about it was the social chamber saying we'll take responsibility for it, not banging more resources, more requests for more work on FSC. So I thought that was great. Going forward, how do you feel about the next 3 years between now? And I always come away from the General Assemblies feeling great, and then the hard work starts.
Yeah, I mean, you're exhausted at the end of the assembly, and I'm getting to that exhausted level. But it warms your heart. I mean, I don't think there's a person here at the GA. There may be someone out there, but I don't think there's a person here who doesn't have sincere commitment to the FSC and doesn't want to see change. I mean, they all want to see positive change, and they all want to see the FSC be more effective. And that's unique around the world. I mean, you go to a lot of meetings where you put in 200-300 people in a room, and a lot of them are there just to state a position or just to, you know, politicize the event. And yeah, there's some politics here, but generally speaking, these are people that are pretty bloody committed. So yeah, I leave it energized. I'm exhausted, but then I take it back to my staff and talk to other people around the world about how unique it is. And we've gotten some new people at this assembly who've never been to them. Without exception, they all say, whoa, amazing process.
It's a great process, and you've been involved in everyone since the start, and I look forward to seeing you at the next one.
Oh, of course. It's always a pleasure, Scott.
Thanks, Richard.